You're listening to SBS News.
A former Minneapolis police officer who fatally shot an unarmed Australian woman after she called 911 to report a possible rape behind her home has been sentenced to 57 months in prison on a lesser charge after his murder conviction was overturned. Mohamed Noor was initially convicted of third-degree murder and manslaughter in the July 2017 fatal shooting of Justine Damon Ruschek, a 40-year-old dual U.S.-Australian citizen and yoga teacher who was engaged to be married. He was sentenced to 12.5 years on the murder count, but the Supreme Court last month tossed out Noor's murder conviction and ordered him to be resentenced for manslaughter. The sentence announced by Judge Catherine Quaintance was the maximum allowed under the state's sentencing guidelines, which call for a range of 41 to 57 months. Noor had sought the shortest term possible. On his behalf, defense attorney Tom Plunkett spoke of Noor's behavior while incarcerated, calling him a model prisoner.
Mr. Noor has two matters that are most important to him, family and community. This is witnessed by his conduct while incarcerated. He worked to make his prison a better place. He wasn't simply a model prisoner. He was an award-winning prisoner. He was selected to receive the Prisoner's September 11th Worker Award, recognizing Mr. Noor's commitment to his job and respect for others.
Judge Quaintance said that being a model prisoner was not grounds for a sentence reduction.
Mr. Noor, I am not surprised that you have been a model prisoner. However, I do not know of any authority that would make that grounds for reducing your sentence. There was no departure motion in this case by either side, and so no departure from the guidelines is appropriate or legal.
The judge cited Noor shooting across the nose of your partner and endangering others the night of the shooting to hand down the stiffest sentence she could, 57 months. Noor, who was fired after he was charged, has already served more than 29 months.
You did shoot across the nose of your partner. You did endanger a bicyclist and residents of a community of surrounding houses on a summer Saturday evening. One household was entertaining guests on a porch adjacent to the gunfire. These factors of endangering the public make your crime of manslaughter appropriate for a high end of the guidelines box. I hereby sentence you to the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 57 months. You will receive credit for the 908 days you have spent in custody.
In Minnesota, inmates who behave well typically serve two-thirds of their prison sentences and the remainder on supervised release. Noor testified at his 2019 trial that he and his partner were driving slowly in an alley when a loud bang on their police SUV made him fear for their lives. He said he saw a woman appear at his partner's driver's side window and raise her right arm before he fired a shot from the passenger seat to stop what he thought was a threat. Assistant Hennepin County Attorney Amy Sweezy read an impact statement from Ms. Damon Ruschick's parents, John Ruschick and Marianne Heffman, in court. They had asked that the judge impose the longest sentence possible. She said Ms. Damon Ruschek's death was utterly gratuitous.
This is the second time our family has had to experience the distress, trial, and injustice for the utterly gratuitous murder of Justine. Our original family victim impact statements remain the same. Our sorrow is forever. Our lives will always endure in emptiness and suffer the incomprehension of a loss of an innocent woman whom we will never be able to hug again.
She added that the Minnesota Supreme Court's overturning of a poorly written law didn't change the jury's belief that Noor committed murder. The victim's fiancé, Don Damon, gave his statement via Zoom. He started by praising prosecutors for their sound application of the law and criticizing the Supreme Court for its reversal, which he said does not diminish the truth that was uncovered during the trial. He added that no amount of justification, embellishment, cover-up, dishonesty, or politics will ever change the truth of what was uncovered during the initial murder trial. Mr. Damon also spoke directly to Noor, saying he forgave him and had no doubt Justine also would have forgiven him for his inability to manage his emotions the night the shooting occurred.
And I have no doubt she would have forgiven you, Mohamed, for your inability to manage your own emotions that night, which resulted in you pulling that trigger. Justine was and is still my greatest teacher. given her example, I want you to know that I forgive you, Muhammad. All I ask is that you use this experience to do good for other people.
Noor, wearing a suit and tie and donning a face mask, appeared impassive as the victim's loved one's statements were read. He later addressed the court briefly, saying he's grateful for Mr. Damon's forgiveness.
Your Honor, I just want to say that I'm deeply grateful for Mr. Damon's forgiveness. I'm deeply sorry for the pain that I've caused that family, and I will take his advice and be a unifier.
Ms. Damon Ruschek's death angered people in the U.S. and Australia and led to the resignation of Minneapolis's police chief. It also led the department to change its policy on body cameras. Noor and his partner didn't have theirs activated when they were investigating Ms. Damon Ruschek's 911 call. Days after Noor's conviction, Minneapolis agreed to pay $27 million Australian dollars to Ms. Damon Ruschek's family, believed at the time to be the largest settlement stemming from police violence in Minnesota. It was surpassed earlier this year when Minneapolis agreed to a $36.17 million Australian dollars settlement in George Floyd's death, just as Derek Chauvin was going on trial. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.